Many years ago, as we all know from our history, Al Capone virtually owned Chicago. Now, Capone wasn't famous for anything heroic, but he was notorious for enmeshing the Windy City in everything from bootleg booze to prostitution to murder. Now, Capone had a lawyer named Easy Eddie. He was Capone's lawyer for good reason. Eddie was a very good lawyer. In fact, Eddie's skill at legal maneuvering helped to keep Big Al out of jail for a long, long time. And to show his appreciation, Capone paid him very well. Not only was the money big, but Eddie got special dividends as well. For instance, he and his family occupied a fenced-in mansion with live-in help and all the conveniences of the day. The estate was so big that it filled an entire Chicago block. Eddie lived the high life of the Chicago mob, and he gave little consideration to the atrocity that went on all around him. But then Eddie did have one soft spot, a son. He loved him dearly. And despite Eddie's involvement with organized crime, he tried to teach that son right from wrong. Yet, involved as he was with Capone, he couldn't pass on a good example or even pass on a good name. Well, one day he decided to rectify all the wrongs he had done, and he went to the authorities and then testified in court against the mob. Within a year, Easy Eddie's life ended in a blast of gunfire on a lonely Chicago street. But in Eddie's eyes, he had given his son the greatest gift he had to offer, at the greatest price that he could ever pay. In his pockets, the police found a rosary, a crucifix, a religious medallion, and a poem clipped from a magazine. It read, "The clock of life is wound but once, and no man has the power to tell just when the hands will stop, at late or early hour. Now is the only time you own. Live, love, toil with a will, place no faith in time, for the clock may soon be still." Now you may think this is the end of Easy Eddie's story. There's more. Be sure to tune in tomorrow at the same time for the rest of Eddie's story. Talking of many things, I'm Ed Hasnerl.